to sneak through.
Thank you.
All right, good morning and happy almost Christmas on this fourth Sunday of Advent. We give thanks for all the folks who participated this morning in the sounds of Advent and Christmas. Another hand for our great musicians this morning. And as we prepare ourselves for the Christmas season, a reminder that this Sunday is when we are receiving the Christmas joy offering. You'll find envelopes there and a little bit about the offering in your bulletin. A few announcements. As the musicians are good, they're going to clean up and we'll just keep talking here. So we invite all of you, and of course friends and family who might be joining you for the Christmas season, to our services of worship. On Christmas Eve at 4:30, we have the family worship opportunity, which is an intergenerational experience, and then at 8 o'clock, the traditional candle lighting service. And everyone's favorite, on December 27th, we will gather here for worship for Comfy Christmas. Yes, that means you get to come in your pajamas, or whatever you are comfortable leaving the house in and worshiping here with us. A few more announcements as we begin, Tracy.
Hello, folks. For those of you that, of course, still have some Christmas shopping left, adults, we have a great opportunity if you would grab a Where's Waldo scarf in the Narthex on your way out and go to Grease Ridge Mall this evening if you're available from 6 o'clock till about 7:30. You can do some shopping, and our wonderful youth group will come and find you. So you can hide, but they will find you. And youth, if you could show up here at the church at 6 o'clock, and we'll carpool over to the mall. Thanks.
All right, now that we've got the aisle clear, if the children would like to come up and color, this is your invitation, and you are welcome to do so at this time. Also an announcement, a friend of ours here at GPC, Jen Cheel, is working on her EMT license, and she needs a few volunteers. So if you're looking to see how high your blood pressure is, because your Christmas list is not quite done yet, if you'll see Jen down in the fellowship hall, she just needs to take some vitals for her class. So look for Jen down there. And I also want to share with you, in keeping with this season of peace and the coming of the Christ child, on Thursday, the session here at GPC voted to send a letter to our friends and neighbors at the Islamic Center to extend our support to that community as they face a lot of hatred in words and actions currently. And so you can find the context of that letter out in the hallway. You can read it. And we would ask if you feel called to sign the letter, and we're going to send that over there this week. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to let me know. All right, and we also have a guest with us in worship this morning, Randall Shea, who has been an individual and his whole family and community that has been such an important part of our life here at GPC. Randall and his family are living in Guatemala, and he's going to bring us words of welcome with his daughters, Christina and Phoebe, and tell us a little bit about what is going on. Randall.
Buenos días a todos. Good morning, everybody. My name is Christina. I'm from Guatemala, and I bring greetings from my community.
My name is Phoebe, and I just wanted to thank you on behalf of my community, Santa Maria Ceja, for all the support you've given us and for contributing to the development of our community and of our societies. There's a lot of good things going on, and there's a lot of people that are they're getting a better education, and we're thankful because you're supporting that.
Good morning, everybody.
I had a wonderful opportunity this past July to spend time in Guatemala with a group from the church here that was visiting Robinal and Rio Negro. And I just wanted to congratulate the program here. You have a very vibrant Guatemalan program. I invite you to check in with Tom Ward on that. There's a lot of good things going on, a very exciting visit when I saw the group this past July. So thank you again for having us here. The sanctuary looks beautiful. We look forward to worshiping with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Indeed, what a blessing it is to be able to share in relationship and partnership with the community in Guatemala. Randall and your family, welcome again. And now, friends, let us on this fourth Sunday of Advent gather our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God. We light this candle on the fourth Sunday of Advent so that love will light our path to the manger. Listen. God is turning the world. Listen for the songs of praise.
you stand, if able, and join me in the call to worship? All creation hold its breath in silence. The heavenly choir of angels waits for its cue to sing.
Excitement is all around us.
Prepare your hearts. The grace of God takes on human form. We gather to make ready our hearts for the coming of Christ, our hope, peace, love, and joy.
Let us join the sounds of our voices in confessing our brokenness to one another and to God. Gracious and steadfast God, you come to us with news of hope, peace, love, and joy. We confess that we have not believed your word or trusted your promises. We have rushed the silence when we could have listened for your voice. We have filled the silence with platitudes when we could have shared your good news. God of story and song, fill our hearts with the sounds of your grace. Forgive what we have done or failed to do. Do you hear it? God's songs of grace and forgiveness sing out for us this day. May our hearts listen to the God who is always with us. And at this time, I invite our colorers, come on over, and all children of the congregation who would like to come forward. Come on, guys. Thank you. everyone. I'd like to introduce you to I have two friends today. I have Mrs. Molina and I have Audrey, who's going to share the children's sermon with you this morning.
Good morning. Yes. You did. Was it fabulous? Yes. It wasn't that good? Oh, we have a dissenter in the group. Uh-oh. Okay. Good morning, everyone. I've got a sound. Actually, Audrey has a sound that she's going to play for you. Can you listen? Go ahead. What do you think? What did that sound like? Yes? That's true. Kids saying yay, so did they sound happy? All right. Well, it sounded like kids in the playground. You know, that's very possible. They could have been in the playground. Okay, so today's Bible story is something special. It's about Mary and Elizabeth, and they're both getting ready to have babies. And they're both very happy about the fact that they're going to have babies very soon. And Elizabeth and Mary knew, even before Jesus was born, that he was going to be something very, very special. So they sang, and they laughed, and they danced. So what kind of noises do you guys make when you're happy? Wow, I can't hear that. I gotta have more. What do you say? Anything?
Nothing?
There we go.
That's what I do.
Yes! Yes! All right. Do we say yay? Yay? Yes. All right. So this is our last Sunday before Christmas. And we're almost ready to celebrate the fact that Jesus was born. So let's celebrate this morning and say a prayer together. Can you say it really loud for me? Okay. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Yay! Louder. Yay! You can yell in church this morning. Yay! All right. We're glad Jesus will be born soon. Amen.
All right, friends, you guys can go to your Sunday school classes. Have fun this morning.
The first reading is from Isaiah 12, 2 through 6. May God give light to his words. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust. I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Thank you.
Amen. Our second reading of the Word this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts of their hearts, and he has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Our Advent theme this year, the sounds of silence, was a great theme when we planned it back in late summer, early fall. Yes, before the onslaught of mass shootings in Paris and California, before the American media really began to pay attention to the Syrian refugee crisis. Before the hate-filled rhetoric really ramped up against Muslim Americans, I thought the sound of silence was a great theme. Before my Facebook feed exploded in reactions to everything going on in the world, with quotations and articles, most of them being from the Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, during World War II, who said that silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is not to act. Not to act is to act. And then years later, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in his 1968 speech, where he was reflecting on the civil rights movement, said that in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Maybe this theme wasn't such a good idea after all, I ruminated with a fellow GPCer. And she reminded me that this wasn't the message that many folks here have been hearing at all. She said that you've invited us to listen in the sounds of the silence. And silence doesn't mean that we don't say anything ever. Listening for the sounds of silence means that when we hear the awful sounds of hatred and violence around us, we need to keep listening for the sounds of God. Only then will our sounds truly make a difference. That conversation really helped me think about the scripture passage for this morning. For 6 months, Elizabeth has been waiting and in her own ways listening. Of course, not to her husband, who is made silent by God, but recall the last detail of that story, that Elizabeth chooses her silence for herself by secluding herself away from everyone. And then when her cousin Mary comes for a visit, she hears, she listens for Mary's greeting, and the child inside her leaps for joy at the sound of her voice. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth responds with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." And then Mary joins her voice to Elizabeth's sounds with a song. And in her song, we hear her joy over God's work of restoration. It's interesting that her song of joy about the coming and the birth of her son, she sings about what God has already done. The proud humbled, the powerful pulled down from their thrones, those who are stuffed are sent away empty-handed, and those who are disempowered are lifted up. Mary describes the overturning of the current system of consumption and oppression and violence by the norms of God's kingdom, mercy, justice, and love. And even though as an occupied person in an occupied land, she sings as if these things are already happening. And one of the reasons that she can sing this way is because the future of her child is dependent upon her also repeating the songs and sounds of God's restoration that have been sung now for centuries. From the song of Hannah in the days before King David. The psalmist in Psalm 146, we hear again and again that God's work in this world consists of setting things right. And Mary sings. She sings her song of joy, her song of resistance, a song that people have been singing for generations. And so this morning, very short sermon, we are going to practice indeed what we preach, the sounds of song, of singing in the midst of a violent, upended world, to sing of the joy that God is indeed at work in this world, that God will continue to be at work in this world. That God's not done yet. That peace on earth and mercy mild indeed will happen. So we're going to sing, because the sounds we make might sound like they make a difference to us now. The music staff and I debated a little bit about how we were going to do this. And in the end, we threw out our need to control the chaos. Okay, my need to control the chaos. I'll take that. And then we're just going to let the Holy Spirit be at work in the sounds of our joy. So, grab your hymnals. You get to call out your favorite Christmas hymn. It can be an Advent hymn too, but preferably Christmas, because we've been singing Advent for the last 4 weeks. Now, before you go, you can't just call out the title. It gives everyone a fair chance here. Have to have the number of the song with the title. Oh yeah, you knew I was going to do that. All right, go. 1, 3, 4. I heard it. And you got to be good and loud. 134, Joy to the World. We are just singing the first verse of the hymn so that we have a chance to sing as many as we can. Joy to the World, John. What is it? The first Noel, 147. Hark the herald angels sing. Yeah, we can do the one we know. That probably would be a little better. I mean, it might be interesting if we did the one we didn't. Do you know what number it is?
119.
Whoa. 119. I love my loud voice, people. 119.
Thank you.
133 over here. All right, 133, 133. Oh, come on. You guys are good. Please give other folks a chance to holler out. 122, Silent Night. I heard 114. See, folks are getting very smart. They are learning that calling things out as a pew means you will get heard. Way to go. All right, is this the traditional 114 away in a manger? Which is that 114? Away in a manger.
Thank you.
I heard it over here. 143. Last, and I promise, folks, really, we're going to sing them on the 24th. Two services, again on the 27th. Lots of time to sing. Celebrate. All right. You did fabulous. As we raise our voices in song, we also raise them in prayer. Prayers of great joy, but also prayers of concern. This time, you do not have to shout them out over one another. You can raise your hand and an usher will bring you a microphone. We'll go to the Ione first, and then we'll come over here.
I'm Ione Crosdale. 6 years ago in December, I told you that I lost my brother. And I'm here again to say I've lost my first sister. She passed away on Friday. I'm asking you for your prayers for all of us. Thanks.
Prayers, Ione, for you and your family.
Dottie Madal, I ask for your prayers for my mother, Dot, who is 98 years old and is trying to die. She's not making it, and every calamity has happened to her down in Florida. So I ask for your prayers.
Prayers for her journey, Dottie, and also for you and your family this time.
Lynn Schrammel, prayers for my brother-in-law, Gene, who is in the hospital in New Jersey.
Prayers for your brother-in-law, Lynn. See a prayer back there?
This is one over here. Sue McElhinney. I asked for prayers for friends of ours from Florida that stayed with us this last week. His daughter, 33-year-old daughter with three young children, is in ICU on life support. So they're just waiting to end it. So prayers, they all need prayers.
Yeah.
Prayers for all of our families and who are traveling to be with us or us to be with them for Christmas, that there would be blessings and safe travel for everyone.
Amen.
Prayers for my son-in-law, Fred Diefendorf, and his family in Fulton, New York. On Monday morning, they have to make a decision on his father whether to take off the ventilator or not. Very tough decision.
Prayers for your family, Tom. Another prayer over here and one over here. Hi, Marge.
Marge Westfall, I'd like to ask for prayers for my daughter, granddaughter Tanya, who was in the clinic in Cleveland, is home on medication and in and out of the hospital ever since she came home. They don't know what to do with her, and she needs a lot of prayers. Thank you.
I'm Irene Ward. I would just like to say a prayer of thanksgiving for our wonderful musicians from the band, Roy, John. I mean, just walk right around all those hymns. I just say praise. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And we also ask prayers this morning for the families of Murray Belknap and also Hannah and John Walker, who lost their son, Scott Murray, who also died this week, and Pat Carnahan, who also died this week. Prayers for all the families who are facing time of grief in this holiday season. And we also have prayers this morning from our children. Prayers of joy for new hats and family, for Christmas and decorating, for parties at school, for lots of birthdays today and this week. Prayers of joy for the new Star Wars movie. Amen on that. Prayers of concern for mean brothers. I would add sisters, too. And there's no names. We're all right. Let's continue our time of prayer. Loving God, our spirits and voices rejoice in all your gracious acts toward us. Most of all, the event we look so forward to, the wonderful and precious gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for Mary, who would believe in the impossible, that would sing of her joy, and help us, O God, to have a faith like hers. Open our hearts and our minds to believe that your promise can come in surprising ways. Show us how we can best serve you with mercy, with humility, empowering people to live lives of dignity and worth. God, help us in all the ways in which we see the world, the people being made powerless because of greed and violence. Remind us of the great possibilities we have in our prayers, in our actions, and with our own voices to bring about your kingdom. Be with all those who feel like they have no hope. Help them and each of us to truly believe, O God, that with you all things are possible. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We're going to celebrate in worship this morning, as we do each week, with our morning offering, giving thanks to the gifts in which God has entrusted us to care for others. And following the offering, the ushers are just going to head on out. We wanted some extra time for singing, which we had. And what we're going to do is, when you hear John transition into Angels We Have Heard on High, we're just going to stand up and we're going to sing together. So make sure you've got your hymnal marked. You won't have that extra time to find it. Let's continue our worship of God.
Thank you.
in this world. Listen and go. Make some joyful noise yourself out into this world, because he is going to be born into our hearts and lives, this and every day. Go with the sound joy of God's love, the presence of Christ with us, and the courage of the Holy Spirit to keep singing. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you.
my sister. Have you met him yet?
I see him on you.
Don't go on.
Okay? All right. Running by you.
When do you
okay, so I'll put it together.
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Oh,